And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of September, 2024. September 15th, 2014 was the day of publication for the book Divine Animality, Animal Theory, Creaturely Theology, edited by Stephen D. Moore and authored by nearly 20 contributors. As the book's description reads, a turn to the animal is underway in the humanities, most obviously in such fields as philosophy, literary studies, cultural studies, and religious studies. One important catalyst for this development has been the remarkable body of animal theory issuing from such thinkers as Jacques Derrida and Donna Haraway. What might the resulting interdisciplinary field, commonly termed animality studies, mean for theology, biblical studies, and other cognate disciplines? Is it possible to move from animal theory to creaturely theology? This volume is the first full-length attempt to grapple centrally with these questions. It attempts to triangulate philosophical and theoretical reflections on animality and humanity with theological reflections on divinity. If the animal-human distinction is being rethought and retheorized as never before, then the animal-human-divine distinctions need to be rethought, retheorized, and retheologized along with it. This is the task that the multidisciplinary team of theologians, biblical scholars, philosophers, and historians assembled in this volume collectively undertakes. They do so frequently with recourse to Derrida's animal philosophy and also with recourse to an eclectic range of other relevant thinkers. The result is a volume that will be essential reading for religious studies audiences interested in ecological issues, animality studies, and post-humanism, as well as for animality studies audiences interested in how constructions of the divine have informed constructions of the non-human animal through history. Today is also the anniversary of the 2021 release of the Kindle edition of Vegan Mexico, soul-satisfying regional recipes from tamales to tostadas by Jason Wyrick. Some of Jason's delicious recipes include Oaxacan-style black beans, potato and drunken bean gorditas, chilled avocado soup, tofu and tortillas in red salsa, creamy green enchiladas, mushroom crepes in poblano chile sauce, flan with apricot preserves, and muddled sage margaritas. A leading authority in vegan Mexican cooking, Jason shares the core concepts for making authentic Mexican cuisine and ties the recipes to their place in the story of Mexico. Readers will come away with a new understanding and admiration for the diversity and flavors of Mexico and be inspired to make delectable main dishes, soups, spreads, sandwiches, breads, desserts, snacks, and much more, and all vegan. And here is a reading from Jacques Derrida's L'animal que donc je suis, The Animal That Therefore I Am. When I feel so naked in front of a cat facing him, and when meeting his gaze, I hear the cat, or God, ask himself, is he going to call me? Is he going to address me? What name is he going to call me by, this naked man, before I give him woman? From The Animal That Therefore I Am by Jacques Derrida. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to look into an animal's eyes today.